There was a disappointing report from the Labor Department today on the job market. Employers added just 96,000 jobs to their payrolls in September, fewer than expected. This is the last employment report before the election, and it's not good news for President Bush, who faces off tonight against John Kerry in the second presidential debate. NPR's John Idstey reports.
The level of job creation in September was disappointing, according to most analysts, and the sluggish job growth over the past 4 months has economists looking for answers. That's because economic output is growing at a rate that has produced healthy job creation in the past.
There isn't any single good answer to why that's happening.
Bill Cheney, chief economist at MSC Global Investment Management, believes better use of technology means businesses are now increasing output without adding jobs. But he also thinks high oil prices may be playing a role.
It takes a lot of money out of people's pockets. I mean, the fact is that if you look at today's data on average hourly earnings, wages are up, I think, something like 2.5% from a year ago, while prices are up about 3%. So the average person is a little bit worse off, and that translates into weaker spending, weaker business, weaker employment growth.
David Weiss, senior economist at Standard & Poor's, thinks there are broader reasons for the slow job creation.
I think there's a change going on in the structure of the labor market. Employers are nervous. They're scared to hire because of terrorism, because of oil prices. And as a result, they've moved to just-in-time employment the same way they moved to just-in-time inventories. That means more use of contract labor, which avoids commitment, but also avoids fringe benefit costs like health care.
Whatever the reason for the slow job growth, it puts President Bush in a difficult political position. It means he remains on track to be the first president since Herbert Hoover to have no net job creation on his watch. In fact, the U.S. has nearly 600,000 fewer jobs now than when Mr. Bush took office. Today, the Bush campaign tried to accentuate the positive in a new ad claiming the administration has created nearly 2 million jobs in just over a year. But that doesn't get you bragging rights, says Bill Cheney.
It's hard to spin the numbers in a way that makes the current administration look good. I mean, this has been the best year that the president has had for job growth, and it's still lower than the worst year that Bill Clinton had.
One can argue that presidents have a limited role in short-term job creation. President Bush often points out he began his term as an economic bubble burst and with the economy poised to head into recession. Democrats argue a recession wasn't inevitable and that the president could have created more jobs with better policies, including tax cuts weighted more toward the lower and middle classes instead of the wealthy. David Weiss thinks the best strategy for Mr. Bush is to stress the relatively low unemployment rate. It remained unchanged at 5.4% during September.
A 5.4% unemployment rate is below the historical average. We are in a good employment situation, and it's not as bad as the payroll numbers suggest.
But on this point, too, Mr. Kerry could have the last word. The unemployment rate is more than a point higher now than when Mr. Bush took office. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.